Thousands clamour to register at the brand new UNHCR camp at Hassan Sham in northern Iraq. Friday saw around 8,000 men, women and children leave their homes in and around Mosul, the largest one-day total since the offensive began last month. Frederick Kusig is head of UNHCR's main office in the region, and he's confident there will be many more to come.
Still registering people, about 200 tents, 200 families have been allocated a tent so far. What we notice, there's a serious increase for the past 2 days, and that probably will be the same in the next few days or so.
With a constant stream of trucks arriving, the weary residents who've been living under ISIL's brutal regime bring with them chilling stories of fresh atrocities the UN says are war crimes. Here's Ravina Shamdasani from the UN Human Rights Office describing some of the extremists' latest tactics.
We have reports that ISIL militants are holding captive nearly 400 women from Kurdish, Yazidi or Shia Muslim communities in Tal Afar. Since the 17th of October, ISIL has also reportedly been forcibly recruiting children from the age of 9 or 10 as fighters in Mosul.
These siblings, kissing and hugging in the dust of Hans Hasham camp, haven't seen each other for more than 2 years. Here's UNHCR's Frederick Kusig again.
Despite the drama and the sadness of the displacement, somebody nobody wants, there's also some happy event on the side.
Hani sits on the ground talking into a mobile phone, describing the joy of seeing her brother again. Her sibling Abu Masood is equally delighted, but he won't be content until the rest of his family arrive too.
Today is my day, and it gets better if my four daughters and son would come back from Mosul. I was told they are arriving today.
For the 3,000 who've poured into the camp any way they can, it's a bittersweet day. They're homeless and relying now on tents, food and blankets from the UN. But they're alive and free from the yoke of ISIL. Matthew Wells, United Nations.